next verse is to me really an incredible verse.
Number 15.
The labor of the foolish wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not how to go to the city.
666.
Now, let's go to Hebrews 11 first. Verse 8, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. There has never been a time in which the people who had the real revelation, even in the starting at Abraham or before, whoever thought that Jerusalem over there was the end result. And that's typified because on the Feast of Tabernacles, when they're inside the temple, inside the holy place, the court, they sing the Psalms of Ascent again. And so the whole process of finding a place that is on this earth, or thinking that any place on this earth has some special meaning, is ludicrous. It's for the foolish, because they know not how to get to the city. Now let's go through a number, Hebrews 12 and all over, but go to...
Can I ask a question? What's the significance of singing the Psalms of Ascent the second time?
To show that isn't the set place. That the New Jerusalem is...
Okay.
So they sang the Psalms of Ascent, and they were taught from childhood that the Psalms of Ascent were what brought them up to this glorious place, this promise of God, this purpose. And then they get into the temple, and God has them sing the Psalms of Ascent again.
I never thought about it before. I mean, I've heard you say it many times, but I just never...
All right, go to Galatians chapter 4. Verse 21, tell me, ye that desire to be under the law, do you not hear the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one by a bondmaid and the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Which things are an allegory? For these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which gendereth to bondage, which is Hagar. Now Mount Sinai is where the law was given. Yet Paul says that's the one that gendereth to bondage, and that is the one that is Hagar, the one that Abraham went into the tent with. Now, every time you start thinking some place that you can sense or some place that you can see or some place that you think you want is any special, is any at all special, then remember these things. I mean, oh, I just, if I could only get to New Jersey, then I'd be fine. I mean, I used to be convinced if I could only get to Paris, then I'd be fine. I forget. Oh, you know, it's just crazy. And these are the secret things that that control you, and they come out in your conversation. And they're all lies. They're all false prophets within you, because it's the foolish that knoweth not how to get to the city. Okay. For this Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, and answereth to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage with her children. The even what it's saying is the law came at Mount Sinai. Is something going on?
No.
The law came at Mount Sinai that pointed the law after the reading of the law pointed to Jerusalem. And now here Paul says that Jerusalem, it answered to Jerusalem, which now is and is in bondage. I mean, this is big. With her children. But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all. The New Jerusalem. It's always been. Everything on earth, everything about anything that you can sense with your senses was only built according to the pattern or the allegory, the parable that God showed Moses on the Mount. All the law, all the feasts, all the peculiarities, whether they're the statutes or the law or the covenants or the mitzvahs, they all pointed to something else. And everybody knew it. That had any sense. The foolish just continued on in their own course. Walking after, they can't get to the city. There's only one way to the city. Your death. That's always been the case. You can't get there from here. You can only view it afar off. And then you can't even get it, you know. And then you get you get the view of that's filtered through your own identity, which is just crazy. Okay, go to Hebrews 3.
It makes me think of your Paris analogy. If you could leave yourself behind, Paris would be great.
No, it wouldn't. It's got too many Frenchmen in it. Notice I said French men. Hebrews. Chapter 3. Knoweth not how to get to the city. The fool knoweth not how to get to the city. Now that always is true. It's always the minute. It's you only get to the city by total and abject repentance, which is your death. Again, like Gary has to go to court or mediator today. So he knoweth not how to get to the city because he's got a whole bunch of opinions about it. So there's no death. You know, you got to get some deal fixed or something's going on or something happens. And so if the promise, the fulfillment, the everything is the city. And everything else, that's seeking him first in his righteousness. That's where he is. But we try to get him to go in the past, and we try to get him to go in the future. And he says, no. That's just your vain imaginations again, your false prophets speaking to you. Now, whatever you, and it's not just you, it's, remember, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. and the city of our God and the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for every situation. The joy of the whole earth. The reason the whole earth exists. For every situation. That's why the law shows us, and the sacrifice and the offering of Christ show us, that every possible condition that the human being can be in has been met by his one offering. Oh, but you don't understand. I got to deal with this. No, you don't. You're an idiot for dealing with it. You're a fool because you knoweth not how to get to the city. He is the way. The way to what? The way to fulfill your little hopes and dreams and ambitions? No. He's the way to the city. In which all fulfillment is. Anybody have any does this help?
Yeah. If you know how to get to the city and then don't go, then you're doubly a fool.
I love it when people say I forgot.
We know all about how to get to the city.
I hope I remember not to say that.
What?
I said I hope I remember not to say that again.
Well, the only way you can do it, to not say it again, is go find out how stupid all the other ways are, including all your little other ways to get to the city of your mind and your feelings and your emotions. All right. Chapter 3. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, not an earthly calling, the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, who was faithful to him that appointed him, as also Moses was faithful in all his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God. And Moses verily was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which are to be spoken after. Moses was only a testimony, testifying of something else. What? Something's going on in Elwood in that area.
Come on, Jeff, speak up.
Huh? No, it's you.
I'm good.
All right.
He's a builder.
But Christ is a son over his own house, whose house we are. Do you hear that? Whose house we are. If we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope from firm unto the end. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Don't you see? I mean, I'm sorry to pick on Gary, but it just happened. You hardened your heart because you said, I don't know if I can do this. When I told you to take the lower seat. So, harden not your heart is in the provocation. How do you harden your heart? You harden your heart by making a judgment based on your thoughts or emotions or your senses.
And you want to be right.
Well, that's a given. That's why you get so mad at me. You think we're negotiating. I'm not good at negotiating. Huh?
I used to get mad at you.
Oh, okay.
The old you.
That's the old. I flushed you.
Wherefore, saith the Holy Ghost, today, and this is all he's ever saying, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is still called today. Well, that's an incredible sentence. Because that implies, or it's tacit, that it's soon not going to be called today. Because there is no more time.
No more todays.
Yeah, it's interesting. Daily implies a lot of todays. Today implies there's only one today. So it's get out of the...
And it's still called today, i.e. the last day.
Yeah. We would like to divide it up into months and years.
Lest any of you... And exhort one another daily. This is... What do you exhort? That you'd harden not your heart. By paying attention to the sensory perceptions of your, or your little counselors, or because the fool knoweth not how to get to the city. And the evidence that you're the fool is that you're staying in that position of unbelief, uncertainty, unrest, unpeace. Oh, I've been dealing with this for 3 months. Oh, I've noticed that about that person that went, but I didn't say anything. But I just didn't want to, blah, blah, blah. Exhort one another while it is still called today. Oh, you don't exhort them by telling Oli about it.
Unless it's Oli.
No, unless it's Oli. Then I want you to exhort me. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So there's the definition of sin. It's paying attention to self. For we are made partakers of Christ. Partakers mean of the same nature. If we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end, while it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. How many times is it repeated? Today, today, today. Harden not your heart. Harden not your heart. Oh, but it feels so good to harden my heart. I can be right. I get a brush. No, that's being seduced. That's why the same way you can get a rush from illicit sex. Is this making it clear? The fool knoweth not how to get to the city. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, albeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And all he did was murmur. They did a lot of other stuff too, but murmuring was one of them. What does murmur mean? It doesn't have to be out loud to murmur. Again, you've got to find out at some point that the religion that is going on within you as the temple of the living God is illegal. Oh, but I have my own religion. Well, so does everybody else. My religion is blah, 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 blah. What?
I was thinking about trout and
trout fish.
The way that trout live in the natural streams in the mountains, not stock trout in a mud pond on a farm someplace, but in a stream in the mountain. The way the fish live is they live behind a rock, and the water flows. And when they need something, they just move out a little bit from behind the rock and open their mouth, and the food flows into their mouth. That's how they live. And they're in perfect shape because they don't know it, but they're swimming all the time. They're strong, they're healthy, every need is met. And I was just thinking about how that's today, that's right now. This time and space is flowing over me today, providing exactly what I need.
No effort. Amen. Verse 18, and to whom sware he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we see that they should not enter in because of unbelief. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. Oh, no, no. No, it's a different God now. I mean, he's saying different stuff than he did when with Cain and Abel. No, he's not. That's just goofy. That's just fool talk. Oh, there's this dispensation, and then there's that dispensation, and then this is going to happen, and then this is the age of the Gentiles, and then this is the age... Where did that crap come from? It's not from the Bible. Let's make a little chart that shows what's going to happen to us in the future.
We published your chart.
I know you did. Shut up. I just thought of that when I said it.
Look good, it's on the internet.
The chart ended 2,000 years ago.
Look good. We should pay you an illustration.
Why didn't you...
We should pay you an illustrator's.
Why didn't somebody fix that so that it looked good? So you could read it.
It's funny. Printed exactly the way we wanted it.
It was exactly the line specifications.
And your chart is in the same issue with Jerry Lewis. Which I consider a major coup.
Well, the charter was supposed to be
getting Jerry Lewis in the door. Is that Lee Lewis or Jerry Lewis?
Can we return here?
Sure.
For unto you was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. And that word is Sabbath. In the Hebrew, I mean, if you translate it, if we enter into the Sabbath, we cease from our own labors. Why? Because a dead man can't do anything. And our only hope then is the resurrection, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Oh no, but I've got all these little dreams and ambitions and hopes. Yeah, I know, the Jebusites are there until this day. What? Why are you smiling?
Because I recognize the Jebusites.
Did you have a chat with a few of them this morning?
A few of them.
For we which believe do enter into rest, as it is said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. All the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spake in a certain place on the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief, again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. For if Jesus, or Joshua is what it says, had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? In other words, if there remaineth therefore a rest, a Sabbath, a life, a day, a new day called today to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us therefore labor to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. That's why the preaching of the cross is so critical, because it pierces you. It cuts away everything, except that it cuts away everything that is time dependent, because everything else is corruptible. What? You're doing it again.
This day thing. How, as human beings, that's kind of what we have and use as our expression of life, kind of going around, but that. With God, it's like a whole different thing, isn't it?
It's nothing that you can even conceive of.
Right, and so it's like all of your images have to be shattered, or you can't even get there.
Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted or tested like as we, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. There's only one place where the throne of grace is, and that's in eternity. You cannot enter, you cannot conceive, you can't even... Eternity is not a long, long time. It's no time. You, in order to even know what I'm talking about, you've had to have redeemed the time. You have to recognize that the days, plural, are evil, are of the evil one. Fool knoweth not how to enter the city. Only one city, only one day. This is the day the Lord hath made. Rejoice and be glad therein. There's no other day. There's nothing else going on. There's no other little plans. There's no other little ambitions. There's no other little things. It's today if you will hear his voice. Harden not your heart. The fool knoweth not how to enter the city. Ecclesiastes is good. And the reason that's read is because the only place the eighth day of the Feast of Tabernacles is celebrated is on that day in the city.
Yeah. Can't be celebrated anywhere else.
So it can't even be celebrated in that little Jerusalem over there. I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm just not pro-Israel anymore, and I'm pro-Norwegians. Or maybe I'm a little pro-Norwegian. Oh.
I think, you know, the metaphor has to work on a level of just talking about fools and cities and first. And it's like everybody knows how to get into the city. It's like all the roads lead to the city, you know. That's why they say that, because it's, you know, it's like, who doesn't know how to get into the city, you know? But
that's exactly right.
So then the type is even
stronger.
Wow, yeah. You know, it's like
the natural order, or what happens at rest is you flow.
And remember, the word is flow.
You
flow up to Jerusalem.
You have to actually exert effort to not flow into the city.
You're not encumbered with self, so you're not subject to the...
Which is just the same darn thing as the mana. Whatever...
Well, there's only one star.
Whatever is coming is what you need. Regardless of what you think.
Anybody see anything new this morning? Anything different? Any understanding? Any expansions on the tail? Any brickbats? Don't throw the brickbats.
Expanding on my tail, but...
I know. I noticed you weren't. Jeff? Amen?
They started to.
I know. I mean, he's...
I saw his lips moving.
No.
You saw
the lips of his mind start to move.
He's feeling wind up.
He's windy. He's been waiting about 5 minutes.
He's been thinking of... We're studying Ecclesiastes, but we made it through 2 chapters in Hebrews.
Yeah. When you look at it that way, we're making great progress.
Is that a pat on the back or a slap in the face?
Don't encourage that kind of crap, huh?
You know, he's right.
How come he gets... He says one stupid little thing. Oh, he's right. Isn't Kevin wonderful?
No, it's actually a compliment to your teaching. Really.
Yeah, right.
Think about it. You spin it, right?
Well, I can spin it anyway.
Ecclesiastes is a platform from which to explicate the entire Bible.
Ow. Come on, you're on.